Traveler's Journal, April 11th. Relishing a windy city weekend. Situated beside Lake Michigan, Chicago's waterfront winter gusts can be polar. But in April, the city can feel like a breezy lakeside resort, albeit one whose main streets are lined with skyscrapers and Art Deco architecture. Mid-morning lines form outside the Garrett Popcorn Shop on Michigan Avenue, where clerks fill bags with warm caramel corn. By noon, Navy Pier, which juts into Lake Michigan, can be as buoyant as a country fair, complete with a whirling carousel. Chicago is capital of Mid-America and a modern megalopolis. But the more it grows and evolves, the more its down-home heartland soul peeks through that global high-style facade. The result is a seamless blend of blues bars and trend-happy clubs, hot dog wagons and haute cuisine, all circled by the elevated trains that loop around the city like a rusty embrace. Visitors whose time is limited might concentrate their activities on the Gold Coast, a 2-mile strip of Lakefront Park. That's where to find the Art Institute of Chicago, with its world-class collections of French Impressionist paintings and delicate Japanese screens. At the Field Museum, Sue, the world's most complete Tyrannosaurus, greets visitors like a hungry doorman. The Museum of Contemporary Art and Shedd Aquarium are other Gold Coast attractions. Or cruise the Chicago River on an architectural boat tour past the landmarks that make this city a primer of American building style. Cornucopias of dining, shopping, and entertainment round out the attractions. For more information, visit our website, travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.